And it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McConnell Buick GMC, McCoy Outdoor Company, and Grander Marine. And the star of the show, Captain Bobby Abrascato from A-Team Fishing Adventures. Hey, Captain Bobby.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. And we talked a little bit before we went on here. This is the time of year to talk about this fish. This fish gets no respect. Like, what did Rodney Dangerfield say? Gets no respect the rest of the year. But this time, a pretty darn good time to talk about sheep's head.
Well, yeah, that's right. They are convicts, after all, you know.
So, right.
This is sheephead time of year, man. Time to herd those sheep. You know, this is their spawning time, and they are a completely different animal. If you're not familiar with them, or even if you are, you know that they're really not the easiest fish to catch. They're like surgeons when they eat, and getting a hook into one of them a lot of times is tricky. Well, they change that when they're in the spawning period, which is right now, the late winter, early spring. And the good news with them, too, is you know, the best places to catch them right now are at any of the structure near the mouth of the bay and out to those close-in rigs. And the reason that that's good right now, that's good news, is some of the rivers are staying. It's just kind of this tricky transitional period for trout where we're getting these, you know, occasional rains and upstate rains that flood these rivers. And it just makes the trout fishing kind of tough. Plus, they're in that transition we talked about, which where they're kind of on the move. And, you know, and then they transition out, and then we get a 40-degree night, and then they're back in the rivers. And anyway, but in the meantime, if you want to have some fun catching some fish that we don't normally target, this is a good time to do it. And you just get out to that structure. They're crustacean feeders, and they're going to eat fiddler crabs, hermit crabs, shrimp, good fresh dead shrimp, or probably the best is at least starting out with live shrimp, and you want to get those baits real close to the structure. And one of the things that works well for me and has been for the last probably 20 years, it was relatively new back then, not anymore, is to use a slip cork for that. And that way you can don't have to worry about getting your boat right up next to the pile, and you can actually let the slip cork and adjust your depth and let it slip, just drift right by the pilings. And that's the best way to catch them, because you can move that depth of the bait up and down based on the water depth where you're fishing and where the sheep are located. And they can be anywhere from almost on the surface all the way down to the bottom of the pilings. So, you know, it doesn't hurt when you get up near one of those pilings or pieces of structure, whatever you fit, to play around with your depth a little bit. You know, drop them down 5 or 6 feet at a time before you give up on a spot. And a lot of times you'll find the places where the sheep are hanging out.
Yeah, they're not the easiest fish to clean, but they are really good. But they're pretty darn good meat. I enjoy
the sheep. Fantastic. Yep, absolutely. You just got to have a real good friend that'll clean them for you. That's the thing. But, yeah, they are. And another thing I do, you know, by the way, there is a size and creel on sheephead, so check that out. That's one that we haven't yet that hasn't always had a size and creel on them. So you got to kind of keep an eye on that. But on that subject of cleaning them and keeping them, even though I think the minimum size is a fairly small sheephead, but you want to keep anything bigger than 5 or 6 pounds, anything smaller than that, the meat that they yield is minimal. And like you just said, they're hard enough to clean as it is. So we only keep the bigger ones if we're going to keep some. And like you said, they're fantastic eating. You can do a number of different ways to prepare them. So it's really a great fish to eat, you know, when you catch them like we do this time of year.
Well, let's talk about this time of year. You're taking bookings for right now and on through the spring. So if somebody wants to get a trip booked with you, how do they do it?
A-teamfishing.com is all of our sites. That's our social media sites, and our website is A-Team Fishing. You can get us on any of those. Probably the easiest way is to go through the website, either call us or just shoot us a little contact us form that you can email us directly, and we'll get you fixed up.
Yeah, good stuff, Bobby. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, my friend. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by Grander Marine, where I'll be at their booth down at the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show tomorrow. Our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company and McConnell Buick GMC.